Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Goddamn, Sam Morrell is tall. How you doing, buddy? Sam Morrell is going to be in Side Splitters all weekend long, and somehow he got dragged into this nonsense that we're doing tonight. Did they tell you about that?
Tonight,
we have like a contest that is culminating tonight before your say. Yeah,
contest.
Clearly,
Yeah.
Were you like, Jesus Christ, I don't have to do anything, do you?
No, I don't. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Who cares? No.
All right, good. You have the same attitude I have.
Yeah. I don't know.
Pleasure to have you on the show. You're very funny.
Thanks, man.
I watched all your Conan set like four times. I think it's great. I'm sorry. You walked in. You have fantastic eyebrows. I know that's I know that's something that a man usually doesn't say to another man, but they are very symmetric and powerful.
They were once recruited by ISIS.
Sam, surprisingly, a Jew, a very tall Jew.
Yeah, I mean, I'm terrible. Terrible bone structure, bad posture, weak. I hit a lot of the stereotypes.
Yeah. Which is when you walked in, I was like, look how tall he is. I didn't expect you to be that big of a guy.
Yeah, I am tall.
But who do you hang out with? I know you're at the Comedy Cellar a lot.
Yeah, you know, I hang out with all the guys in my group. Like
that's what I want to know. I'd love that.
Joe Mackey.
Yeah, I like Joe Mackey.
Joe List, Phil Hanley.
Joe Mackey, I went up there. He's been on the show, and then I went up to the Comedy Cellar and saw him just cavorting with the other comedians, and I go, he's always that way. Always weird.
Yeah. I've known Joe for like 11 years.
Oh, really?
And he's a terrible person to me. He's like that.
What?
People don't, I mean, like jokingly, but like, I'm the only person he's even like fake mean to. Like he like loves to be, everyone thinks he's the nicest guy.
Yeah.
And he'll walk by the stage when I'm on and give me the finger or something.
What does his girlfriend look like?
She's a very attractive Asian girl.
She's Asian? Yeah, all right, write that down. That's another clue.
Yeah.
He refused to show us a picture of her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's very nervous.
No, don't worry about it. We won't write you out. Nobody's listening. You're fine.
So that's like my group at the Cellar. And then the old guard there is like the Colin Quinns, the Dave Attell's, who we love. Like, Attell is always there late at night.
Who's cool to you out of the old guys?
Attell is my favorite. He's just like, he can't not be funny. He's such a pure comedian.
What do you think he is? You think he's happy?
No, he hates it.
No, right? I know.
I did a theater with him once. He brought me to open at a theater, and he's like, oh, I'm a hack. He killed. And he's like, I'm a hack. I stink. I'm the worst. And I was like, dude, we all think you're the best. And he's like, well, I'm better than you guys.
Why do you think there's, like, Letterman, they said the same thing about him. You comedians, you can never find that inner peace, and everybody else is loving you, but you're always going to question yourself.
He's just, it's how he is. He doesn't deal with his issues. He's such a purist with comedy.
Yeah.
He's such a great comic. A lot of comics are like that.
Who else do you go out with? Guys that take you out on the road?
Not really anymore. I got to open for Amy Schumer in a few gigs this year, which was awesome.
Yeah. Like big places?
I mean, it was like, I was actually in Orlando. It was like, it must have been like 9,500 people. I mean, it's not what I'm used to.
Yeah. She still talks to me.
Amy?
Yeah, and I'm like, coolest, I don't, yeah, man. I wouldn't talk to me at this level of success. I wouldn't even, she immediately responded to my tweet the other day, and I was like, wow.
She's awesome, and she's like as genuine as it gets, and she would great, like I did a few tour things with her, and she'd always bring me on stage as like, everybody, the reason you're here, Sam Morrell. Like, who is this guy?
Do you get any residual, like girls love Amy? And guys will go see her because guys feel like they could bang her, like she's obtainable to them. But not a lot of guys.
A very delusional guy.
Right. Spanish.
Yeah.
The first time she's in the studio, Spanish is pretty sure he could hook up with her.
Yeah, but that was prior to the real
huge super success. Yeah.
And fueled by alcohol and you telling me that I totally had a shot.
I'm your friend.
Yeah.
That's what friends
totally
do.
Thought I did have a shot because it did not happen.
No clip.
Yeah.
No way.
No. But do you get like all those girls are there And they're not going to bang Amy. They got to bang somebody. That should work in your favor.
Yeah, you know what's weird? I have a joke about how I like curvier women, and they go nuts for that joke. And I was like, yes! I'm like, not as curvy as you're thinking. Slow down.
Easy buffet, lady. I'm not talking to you. Yeah, but does that work out for you? Because like, comedian is a dream job. You get to travel. You can leave them behind. You can even have a relationship.
If I would meet a girl, it would be usually like a smaller venue. It'd be, you know, it wouldn't be at like that's like 9,500. It's a tightly run ship. Like you're on the tour bus and you're out. I mean, she's got like police and security detail. She's so famous.
Yeah.
So no, it's not. You don't meet a girl in that environment.
Yeah. See, that doesn't seem so much. I just think
I'm sure you could. I'm sure it's possible.
Right. You need. You need a handler. You need somebody to go out and do that work while you're on stage.
Well, that's when you're playing the theaters, you know?
Yeah.
That's what you do, but...
You don't have a girlfriend, do you?
I do.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn, why? You're on the way up. That's not when you have a girlfriend.
I'm not that on the way up. You should see the condo they put me in. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you went to the condo?
I mean, this is like... I opened the door yesterday, and there's like a Spanish boy shirtless sleeping in a bed. I walked in on Mowgli from the Jungle Book. I think I just became a Trump supporter overnight. Jesus Christ.
Can you go over there with a camera one day and take a picture of that... Can we do like a Cribs at the condo? I'm dying to see what their condo looks like.
I'm going to find a hotel. I can't do it. It's too crappy.
Airbnb, man. It's cheap and it's...
No, but I want to see what Sidesplitter's horrible condo looks like.
It's an embarrassment.
Look, you know. Where is it? You've been there. What? And where? What is it near?
It's on Village Road.
Yeah, is it up by USF or... Oh, this is not even close.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. It's a bad gig.
Wow. And you don't talk about that beforehand, or you're like, all right, I'll save the money.
I was with an old agent, and they didn't. I'm with a new agent now, but they really did not do any. They'd just be like, you're not good. They were just like talking down to me.
Oh,
they'd
wow.
be like, yeah, they'd be like, you're not like at any level to complain. And
oh
be
man,
like, you don't know me, and you know, like if you think I'm not gonna, I complain about everything.
Yeah.
But they were very. And then I finally left this agency, and they were like, was Sam unhappy with it? They never have any idea.
Yeah.
Every email was the most condescending email.
Who was the agency? Let's lay them all out there.
Innovative Artists.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, they were the worst.
There are so many people that are difficult to work with, so if we could throw them under the bus, it'd be great. I wish I could remember who that girl who handles, what's this, Brian Regan's girl, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
I want to punch her in the throat one day. Yeah. I've been harboring that anger for years. Brian doesn't like to get up early. Can you tape it? No. Brian's available at 11. Well, the show's over at 10, so that would mean we would tape the interview. We're not doing it. Well, he likes to sleep during the day. I like to sleep after the show. We're not meeting in the middle here. And then she called back the next day and was like, he could do two. I go, two what? Yeah. I don't understand.
That's a good agent, though. She keeps going the other direction. I like it.
She went so far, she went right off the show. That was an excellent, excellent move.
Regan is still so funny.
Right, he is. He does. Yeah. That's the thing.
He really is. Yeah. I saw him at a festival a couple weeks ago, and he's awesome. He's such a nice guy.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York City.
So where did you get your start? Like, who? See, especially growing up in New York City, because I'm from New York, and I would never think I could do this as good as Dice, and you know,
yeah. I was luckily young enough to be really, really dumb and delusional, and I remember I took a class at the comic strip, and Joe Mackey was in the class, and it was fine. It was a good start, but you eat it for so long. I was handing out flyers for years. I was like one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I'm in Times Square when I walk by and they're like, yo, big man, you like comedy? And I go, no. And then they go, you don't like to laugh? I don't know. I don't really want to talk to you is what I'm trying to say. You were one of those guys?
I mean, I never had a follow-up question. I was like depressed. I was handing out and I'd be like, yeah, you? And I'm like, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I hated it. I was miserable. But yeah, so I would do that. I mean, it's a tough place to start. A lot of people, they get a little heat and they come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But that's tough too, because you're somebody in some smaller city, and then you come to the city and New York doesn't respect that. They don't care.
No, not at all. And then I love that when I go and observe at the Comedy Cellar. Who sits where? Who is not allowed to sit in certain places?
Right, they're the comics table.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and I just like to sit in the booth and watch. You know, people are afraid to go sit at the comics table. Sam Morrell is here. Sam is going to be at Sidesplitter's all weekend long. He will most likely have bed bugs from staying at the.
I think I already have the Zika virus.
You got it from the condo?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Yeah, he's going to be out there at Sidesplitters 960-1197. Now, we'll be there tonight. So we got this cruise coming up. We do a cruise every year with listeners. And Bert Kreischer and Ralphie May are going on the cruise with us.
Oh, geez. Ralphie's going to sink the boat.
Ralphie's almost died a couple of times.
Yes.
Ralphie almost had to be airlifted. Had he been a little bit thinner, they may have airlifted him off of the cruise. He was that bad.
He had walking pneumonia, which was more shuffling pneumonia for Ralphie. Yeah, they were literally like ready to take him off of the ship.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I made a joke about his weight, and you guys don't think he actually died.
So, it was pretty close.
He almost.
And Bert will be there, and tonight
the machine.
Yeah, you know Bert.
Yeah, I opened for Bert years ago, and he was great to me. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is a genuine dude. He's very cool, but I think he's at the point now where he's gonna start being a dick to people.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to him the other day, and it was a different Bert.
Really?
Yeah, he was cool to me, but he had like you know normally how he's so chill about everything. He was complaining about a lot of stuff. And I went, Hollywood Bert.
Yeah.
Hollywood Bert. Getting a new big house right away.
What you,
I saw him
three
in,
seasons of Trip Flip?
Four.
I saw him in Montreal a few weeks ago, and he was cool, but it was a weird situation because I don't know him that well, and I was roast battling his buddy, Steve Ranazzisi.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't like the guy. So he was like kind of feeding me dirt on him, but also I could tell he was kind of protecting the guy.
Should be a pretty easy one with Steve.
It was ugly.
Bury him with 9/11 jokes?
Yeah, well, the highlight was he flubbed his opener.
Oh.
He couldn't get it out. Uh-huh. He, like, melted down. I said, wow, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give that a ground zero.
Yeah, I was like,
but it was an ugly battle because he just went, like, low to a point where it was just not fun.
Yeah, yeah.
He just, like, it wasn't, like, they could sense how contentious it was between us.
Yeah, so what is he saying to you? Like, what was
he would just go after my girlfriend and stuff, and I was like, you're roasting me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
I think that's why I flubbed it. It was bad television. But then the next round was, that show is going to be big, I think. I think that.
And watch what the guys that get up and do the
wave.
Run. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's weird. I don't know.
It's dumb.
Yeah, it's more fun in the clubs, and it didn't translate as well on TV. I didn't even watch on TV, but like I feel like it probably wouldn't translate as well.
I did, and I love Rose, and I thought you did a great job, and it was a great show, and it's a great idea. Those guys ruin it.
Yeah. Oh,
they make me not want to watch the show. Yeah, it is really, it's hard to watch. It's like, why are you taking this thing that could be perfect and just jamming a knife into it?
Yeah, they cut a lot. They cut like a lot of fun. They also apparently they didn't use a line I had. I came out and they were like, "How do you feel about this?" And I was like, "This kind of like 8 Mile for Jews." They cut a lot of good lines ahead.
Well, didn't you crush some girl, didn't you?
No, she beat me.
But you crushed her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a girl who was a writer or something. I don't remember.
Sarah, she was good. Yeah. I mean, it was great. I was at the Cellar, and Estes, the booker at the Comedy Cellar, Jeff Ross at the table, and she was just giving him so much garbage about not moving. She was like, "You robbed him," and he was like, "Jeff is miserable because, like, I guess Ralphie May won't talk to him."
Now, since then?
I guess.
Well,
I
Ralphie's
know.
Ralphie's fault.
Ralphie did not
that
do
was,
well.
You know what, Ralphie weighs 400 pounds, and then he shows up, and he's like, "What, you're going to make fat jokes?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm going to make.
Yeah.
But I didn't, Ralphie was like, he was unprepared for that show.
I think he wasn't that bad, but Mike Lawrence is just so good.
Yeah.
And then throw that in with Ralphie being such a poor sport. It's like, that was just, it was bad TV because of that. I mean, Mike made it good, but like Ralphie, you got to just, if someone just beats you up that hard with jokes that good, you got to acknowledge
it. Especially if you're somebody of Ralphie's caliber, it's not going to hurt you. You just laugh it off and walk away.
Yeah, that made him look, he's just not that type of comic, I don't think.
And what was he mad at Jeff for? I heard him, I haven't talked to Ralphie since, I don't know, and I probably won't bring it up when he's here, so I'm just going to ask you all these questions.
I don't really know Ralphie. I went on after him against Sarah, and I was like, good job, and he was like, well, I mean, it wasn't, I was just trying to be nice. You know?
Rob's been doing comedy. You have any advice for him? How long has it been, Rob? 7 months? 8 months?
8 months.
8 months.
Oh, it's going to be terrible. Mm. I mean, it's really just, it takes so long to get anywhere. You always think it's going to, I mean, it's rewarding, ultimately, and like, I like my life, but it takes forever to get to
any
reasonable place.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. I'm embarrassed.
Tonight will be the first night. Last night
I'm
was
not gonna
well,
stay
so
for, no. I'm not going to stay for you to do comedy.
You're going to be stuck there because you can't leave until 9, and this show starts at 8:30, so.
I'll be in the lobby, buddy. Mm. I'm not watching
you. I'll drag you out there. I'll drag speakers out there.
Listen, if you go up on stage, honestly, and it's really bad, I'm just going to slide out. I don't, wouldn't even know what to say. Next day, I'm going to be like, oh.
That's how you do it, man. Yeah. Or you say when the guy gets off, you're like, I'm like, oh, the crowd, they were good. You make it about them. And
the crowd,
them.
Yeah.
The crowd was good.
You should be in the condo. You did well. They should put you in the condo to step up.
I really like that. Nothing put me in a worse mood than opening the door and being like, is this, and he took the nicer room, this guy.
Was it really, was somebody in there?
Took the night. Yeah, that's not a joke.
You have to share the condo with the opening act?
Dude.
Who is the opening act?
How many TV appearances do I have to make before I get my own freaking place? No, this is like the only gig that's done that. It's crazy. I'm seriously checking into a hotel today. I can't tell.
Who is it, Rob? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Do you know? Do you know his name? I want to picture him in my head. See if I can.
I hope he's documented. Sure, I'm gonna make a phone call after this.
Yeah, there you go. That'll get him out of there.
So you open the door and there's another guy there, and he's in the better room.
Yeah, I knew he was gonna be there, but I didn't think he was gonna take the better room. And now he's shirtless sleeping there. I don't want that room.
That's true. I was gonna say you should yank him out by the foot, but no, you don't want to do that.
You know what? I was already worked up from like just traveling all day. I got in at like 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't. I was so fired up that like. I didn't fall asleep till like 3:30. So I was just like angry.
Robert Kelly said that they would leave stuff under the pillow and in the condos to see if it was still there. When you know how
yeah,
many,
yeah, yeah.
That's gross.
He told me he did that with, I think, Joe DeRosa.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would like leave a sock in the pillowcase to prove they don't change the sheets.
Yeah.
They don't change the sheets for us.
Oh, that is gross.
People talk about how dirty hotels are. Sorry.
That's right, that's right.
I was going even dirtier than that. It's good that you stopped me.
Sam said he would sit in the chair naked. He is not a germaphobe. Yeah,
I just, but like, yeah, because these condos, they put you up. And I remember, like, I did this gig in Colorado Springs once, and it was like, they put me on like the heart of the ghetto there. And the guy's like, don't walk around at night. I'm like, how about you just put me somewhere safe? That's also a solution.
I went to Chicago this past weekend. I was there for 5 days. I treat that hotel room just terribly.
Doesn't that feel good?
That's fantastic. I actually went to a steakhouse. Didn't eat much of the steak, brought it home, and then the next night ate it at 2 o'clock in the morning in bed, and my hands were always got like that burnt on it, and I just wiped it on the sheets.
Why not?
And then when I was done, I just threw it on the floor. I have kids, I can't live like this at home. It was like being in a dorm again. Threw it on the floor. I don't think we cleaned the toilet seat one time as I was going. It was just I felt bad for the maid that had to come in, but I was like, that's, you know, that's their job.
And I like to keep the maid out. Like, if you're staying there for 3 days, don't let them in the entire time.
Oh, they always try to get in. Yeah. It's infuriating. Yeah. Can leave me alone.
Just leave towels. That's all I need.
Is there a per room? Do they get paid per room? Because they are very
adamant about
it.
It's a bad system, but I didn't create the system. I want privacy.
And I didn't tell you not to go to college. You can't be mad at me for throwing...
I didn't tell you to come through the tunnel. And they just love it.
You follow El Chapo.
El Lobo led you over here.
I don't know. I just that's no matter how nice the hotel is, that's what I want to do.
I stay in the room nonstop. I leave a bottle of Mucinex by the waistband so they think I had a cold because I'm ashamed of how many. You know where I was going with that. It's
every comedian that comes in and says all like Jeff Garland is the only guy who. He left the show and he was like, I'm going to go to the mall and walk around. I go, is that really what you do? He's like, yeah, I like to walk around and people watch and shop a little. Every other comedian is like, nope, go home and watch porn.
Yeah, Jeff is, he seems kind of a go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, right? I mean, he's like successful. You know?
He's got a plan. Like when he said I went, like I started thinking, I don't know, he doesn't seem like a go-getter. So when he went to the mall, I figured he had some sort of dubious plan.
I think maybe he's just looking at the food court, man. Like, I met him. I had dinner with him like 4 months ago. I never met him. He just emailed me out of the blue. He's like, hey. I was like, is this a joke or something?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, let's get dinner if you're ever in LA.
He just emailed you out of the blue?
He's like, yeah, I watched one of your late night sets. I want to have dinner with you. And he was awesome. He's an awesome guy.
Do you think he was coming on to you at all? That'd be the first thing I would think of.
Nah, because he's so Jewy that I just think, I look at it like an uncle thing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So it didn't even cross my mind, but he's an awesome
guy. I'd be excited, and then at the same time, I'd be worried. Like, what if he does, what if he tries to hug me or something? I'd be like, feel so weird.
You just kind of, you try not to geek out. You try not to be like, what's Larry David like?
Yeah.
You know, because I love Curb.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, Curb, I can't believe it's coming back.
And you know you were thinking like, all right, well, I'm going to be on the new season.
No, I'm not. I'm not that delusional. Even I'm just like, all right, the bill's paid. I'll probably never see him again.
I would start planting seeds. Like, wouldn't it be funny in the new season if you turn out you had an adult son and he showed up and you're, oh, that'd be funny. And then I just
watch his face drop. I'm like, I got another idea.
Listen, Sam Morella is going to be at Sidesplitters all weekend long, starting with tonight. Tonight we'll all be there. Tonight for the cruise, it's a document party. People show up and get their documents. So there's 150 people going on the cruise, so we should have a nice turnout for a Thursday night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sam will be out there. Rob will be out there. And who are the comedians, Rob?
Mowgli.
Devin Siebold, Amanda Jordan, Quentin Green, and Daniel Figueroa. So if you know any one of those, it's going to be judges ruling, but also crowd participation.
How long do they get to go up there for?
I believe this round is 10. The first round, everybody got 5 minutes. Now everybody has 10 minutes. So.
Oh, man. Bring your good stuff.
Yeah. Are you judging the company?
No.
Oh, thank you. You don't want that gig. Mm-hmm. It's painful.
I'll go and host anything, but I won't be a judge. I would do that in my early days of radio. I judge Battle of the Bands, end up in fist fights. Everyone to beat me up afterwards. I'm like, I had nothing to do with it. No, I'll just be sitting out in the lobby for an hour and 59 minutes, and then I'll be bolting home. I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they got me out on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
This stupid comedy club watching 4 no-namers. And Rob.
Hey, 5 no-namers. Come
on. You're right. Mowgli is going to be there. Who is that guy? I want to know who that guy is. They bring him in from somewhere? Is he local? I'm dying to know who he is.
Well, he's definitely not local.
He's staying at the condo. Bed, you know?
I have no idea.
He's in my damn bed. Yeah, it's
You can't bring a girl back to the condo if that guy's there.
Well, I can't bring a girl back anyway. If you're listening, honey.
Oh, no, she's not listening. How long have you been with her?
It's been a while.
Years?
This is like a little over a year.
Oh, yeah. You're still in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
Yeah. You totally get
cheated. That's a hard sell. Honey, it's only been 13 months. So.
You think you might marry her?
I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm 30 on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, you and Rob are the same age, and you're so much further in your career than Rob is.
We took different paths, man. I did radio.
Yeah, but
relax.
He's way more successful than you are.
I'm on radio, and it's been 12 years.
He went to dinner with Jeff Garland. I won't even go to lunch with you.
Yeah.
I don't go to lunch with you either. So.
I don't feel more successful. I slept in a twin bed last night.
Look at him. That'd be like a king bed to him.
That's true. Wait a second. So you've been with this girl. Where do you meet her? Is she smoking hot? Like, what ropes you in?
She's a comedian.
Oh! Oh, come on, Sam.
Yeah.
Who is it? Esther Koo.
Oh, jeez, I wish. Asian fetish. Come on.
I met her at the Comedy Cellar, and I love her now.
Yeah.
I don't even know her comedy.
Well, that's why nuts. I love her. her name's Beth Stelling. I met her she did a Comedy Central special the same year as me.
Oh, yeah? And you guys have been... Oh, wouldn't it be great if we started out together and then come up together and we both?
I did not.
And
if you're successful,
I'll help you.
I didn't try any of that. No, she had a boyfriend, and I was like, that guy's a tool. And I didn't. I don't know. No, we just hit it off.
Good for you. All right. Well, you think that girls do the same thing? What is she doing? She's on the road. She doesn't sit in the hotel room and watch porn all day.
Yeah. I mean, probably not porn, but she's adventurous. I think, you know, it takes a certain type. Oh, yeah, that's her there. That's an old one. Jesus Christ. she does all these festivals and she just kind of sees the city. I don't do that.
Is she funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, yeah. What if she's not? What do you say?
I wouldn't have dated her.
No, but what if she, like, writes some jokes and she's like, Sam, why don't you...
Oh, I'm
you have to be honest with her?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why would I lie to her?
I lie to my wife all the time.
You ever have, like, you're having conversations and something's funny and you're like, I'm using that. Like, I came up with that. You know that you were just adding on to my original idea.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she says anything, it's not like we're both secure enough that we say unfunny stuff. Like she can say a joke, and I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah.
And you know, and I hold on to my pride, and I don't get laid.
You do what you got to do.
But she, she's a great writer. She just wrote for Judd Apatow's new show. She's really good.
I love him.
Yeah.
Awesome. He is fantastic. All right, listen to me. It's great to meet you.
You too, man.
Thank you for coming in here today and getting up early. And we'll see you tonight.
Cool.
Cool. I mean, I'll see you in the lobby tonight, but I will not see you on stage. But if you want to go see Sam, Sam's very funny. If you don't get there tonight, try to get there this weekend. 960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com. Appreciate it, man. Good luck. Good luck finding a hotel in the area.
Thank you for having me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.